not incredible. He's perfect in all his ways, which means perfect in all his ways, and yet he loves us. It's incredible, isn't it? Surprised by love. Just one verse this morning, and then Eleanor is going to share her envy. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4, and I'm reading from the Message, and I can't tell which is verse 4. let me have a look. Perhaps I'll just read the section. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't have a strut. Doesn't have a swelled head. Doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Doesn't revel while others grovel. It takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always looks for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end. But if I read the other translation, I'm sure it probably says love does not envy. Thank you, Eleanor.
Yes, you're right, Judy. It was envy in my book.
Right, would the kids like to come up the front, please? And well, oh good, we've got more than one, that's lovely. Hello Eve, nice to have you. Are you a bit frightened? No? Oh well, envy, do you know what that means? Pardon?
A type of Bible.
Well, no, the word is in the Bible, sure. But envy is something that can grab hold of every one of us. Well, to make sure that I knew what it meant, I looked up my trusty Collins dictionary. And this is what it told me. Envy is the desire to have something that belongs to someone else. Have you ever thought like that? You have. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, something that belongs to somebody else. Well, it may not just be a thing that belongs to them. It could be that somebody else is better than you at sport, or maybe drawing, or what else? Maybe they're better at telling or writing stories than you are. Who would know? There's lots of things we can be envious of. Perhaps somebody you know might get a better Christmas or birthday present than you got, and you might think, I'd really love to have what they've got. But it's not yours, so you can't really have it, can you? Well, recently I was given something. Yeah. You know what that is? Oh, you've seen one of those before, have you? Okay. Have you seen one of those before? You have those in your house? You don't. Well, we might have to have a little debate about that then. Okay. Well, somebody gave me this. I didn't buy it. I'm not allowed to buy things like this. And do you think you would like to have this, Cynthia? Yeah, the eyes widened, the mouth opened. Right. But you can't really have it, can you? Because it's mine. But the feeling that you have, I would like to have it, that is called envy. Yeah. And Mr. Stevenson's been talking to us lately about different things that love is. And the first one was love is patient. And then I think last week it was love is kind. And this week it is love does not envy. So love's pretty important, and it's a good thing to have, and we want to be able to say that we love others, and we don't want to envy them, do we? So if you really think you would like to have this when it belongs to me, do you think you know now what the word envy means? You do? Yeah, well, it's a bit different to being jealous. It's sort of similar, yeah. But anyway, that's what envy means. Well, we'll just have a wee prayer, and we just... Dear God, we know that you want us to love other people and not envy them for the things that they have and we haven't. Help us to learn to be pleased for the things that other people have, and to know that you will always give us the things that are best for us. Amen. Now, would you like one of these?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Is Eve allowed one of those? No? No, that she knows what's inside it. Anyway, thank you. Okay.